That's the salt,
amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, we have Pass the Salt.
Pass the Salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the Salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Now I got about 1,000 different directions I could go this morning, and jumped in on the pre-show in the queue, and I'm not getting my hair off. I'm not, my face doesn't look so dark. There's so much going on, and I want to just kind of reiterate. I was going to say reiterate again, which is redundant. You don't say that. But I hear people say that a lot. Let me reiterate again. No, reiterate means to do it again. But let me reiterate, folks. Darkness is really, really, man, it's dark side is really, really being exposed. Unfortunately, the exposure of the dark side is not, there's a lot of people on the side of light that don't understand the darkness. They don't understand it. We have a strong Christians. We have a strong belief in God, but very little belief in the devil. Now, people say, well, I believe in God. Folks, if you believe in God of the Bible, then you have to believe in Satan. You have to. But just a belief in God is no different than having a belief in the postmaster. I have a belief in Kroger's. I believe there's a Kroger's. I believe there's a, what's the name of that drugstore, one of those big drugstores? I believe there's a Drug Mart. I believe there's a Walmart. I believe in Walmart. I believe in the devil. What does that even mean? And if you really believed in the devil, would you really, truly now, really, would you act the way that you act in so many different ways? If we really understood, if we really, 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 really understood what was going on, we'd be acting differently. I got Mark Sutherland, hopefully from the UK, is going to come join us today a little bit. I want to dive into this. Don't miss tomorrow. Todd Barham, we were doing in the pre-show, Todd was talking to us about, I made the comment a couple of days ago about my brain's going a mile, 1,000, bear with me. Thinking about a bone marrow transplant. It's within the bone marrow that your white cells are created. Now, if you take a bone marrow transplant, you are now creating cells that aren't yours. They're the cells of the person that you got the marrow from, the donation from, the transplant from. And Todd's done a lot of research on that. We were talking about that a little bit in the pre-show. So we're gonna dive into that a little bit more tomorrow, and I'll do a little bit more research. And I don't know why this thing keeps popping up and doing it. Mark wants to know if he can do it on Skype. Are you trying to get a hold of him, Jared? I mean, a little bit of work here. We're trying to connect with Mark, who's clear across the ocean. He just asked me if he can do it on Skype. I don't think we can. Can we, Jared? Okay. Mark, hang on with it. Jared will call. I'm sorry, folks. So let me double back to it. We still don't understand that the depth of the evil that we're dealing with. We have an unnatural, unrealistic trust in people. Wait a minute. Unsaved people. I have a hard time trusting saved people, to be honest with you. But we should have no trust in unsaved people. People who have not received Christ as their Savior, who have not been born again of the Spirit of God, who have not received the download of the Holy Spirit, people who are not in connection and controlled by the Holy Spirit cannot be trusted. Folks, they cannot be trusted because they are constantly motivated by something else. Are you picking it up with me? So we can't understand the depth. Just because someone tells you they are a Christian, or even in today's America, someone tells you that they are a, dare I say the word, conservative. Just because they're a Methodist, just because they're a Presbyterian, or just because they're a Catholic, or just because whatever title, whatever name they want to throw on that, if they are not born again of the Spirit of God, they've not received the Holy Spirit, they cannot be trusted. They cannot be trusted. Folks, they cannot be trusted. And I'm going to tell you this. As we saw happen with Judge Roy Moore, they will do everything they can to keep a true born-again, spirit-filled Christian from becoming part of their club. If you don't understand, I don't tell you. And as a result of it, we look at, I'm heading somewhere. Stay with me today. And as a result of it, here's where I'm going before we bring Mark Sutherland in here today. Here in Ohio, our Attorney General David Yost, I'm sorry if you're not from Ohio. This might apply to where you are as well, but I want to paint a picture for you. I don't trust anybody. Our Attorney General David Yost, two days ago, I think it was Friday, ordered. Attorney General of Ohio ordered Planned Parenthood closed because the order that came back from our governor was all non-essential services, non-essential. And we know that healthcare, as we know, abortion is choice. It's selective. They've built their whole argument on choice. So therefore, if something is a choice, it's non-essential. It's a choice. Choice. So our Ohio governor, our Ohio Attorney General, ordered Planned Parenthood closed, and they haven't closed it. They won't. They haven't closed it. And I began to do some digging, because don't forget where I'm going here. Don't forget the argument that I'm trying to make to you today. That there, this battle between good and evil, hey folks, the bad guys have infiltrated the good guys. Can't tell the difference between the two of them anymore. You can't. Bible says you shall know them by their fruit. In other words, you watch what people do, not what they say. And that will tell you everything that you need to know about them. All right? So we see this whole coronavirus. I want you to, are you sitting down a minute? Can we come, let us reason together, the Bible says. Come, let us reason together. We're going to have Mark Sutherland from the UK on with us here in a second, because I want to make a point. Whatever is going on is worldwide. Worldwide. Don't forget Psalm 2, the kings of this earth conspire against the Lord. The kings of this earth take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. There is a worldwide rebellion against God going on in the world. We don't see it as such. They tell us it's political, but it's not. It's demonic. It's about, there's a right and a wrong. There's a good and an evil battle playing out right before us, and it is worldwide. Right now, worldwide. How else could you explain the closing down of the entire country of America? Then the entire country of the UK closed down all over a virus they tell us is about to make everybody really, really sick, right? We don't know that yet. We have no evidence of that. All we have is information from governmental sources that we really don't know if we can trust or not. We really don't know. We really don't know. And we don't have to be very smart to look around us and understand that there is, in fact, two systems of justice. And we would understand that the devil's team has seized the Justice Department. Any justice going on in America isn't justice. There's no justice, folks, in America. No justice, right? They closed churches. Churches can't gather. Yet there's, I went yesterday to our local Kroger's. I couldn't even hardly get in the door. You can't go to church, but you can go to Kroger's. I can't get my hair cut, but I can go get an abortion, right? Wake up, man. Something bigger going on than what we know. And I wish I had the answer to it, but I believe something really, 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 really big is going on, playing out behind the scenes that we're not aware of. Was that talking to Michelle yesterday? Had a conversation with her about us because one of her friends, one of the girls that she mentors, her husband got laid off yesterday. I just looked at her. I said, "Sweetheart, don't you understand? This is happening everywhere. Don't you understand that 2 weeks from today, nobody's going to be working? Very few are going to be working. You understand that? You understand people aren't going to be getting paychecks 2 weeks from today? Do you understand that? You understand that people this weekend, when they went to Kroger's or they went to their grocery store, they got some food, but they're more worried about toilet paper than food. Do you understand? Do you understand? No debts, no bills are going to be being paid. Debts aren't going to be paid. Do you understand that the average American citizen has $1,000 in savings, $1,000, and now they're not going to have a job. There's no money coming. Do you understand? Do you see what's happening? Because there's something bigger going on than this coronavirus. Okay. Now, I was prompted yesterday. I want to show you a real quick little video here. I'm not trying to bore you. I'm not trying to talk just about Ohio. I'm trying to open your eyes here today. Okay. Mark Harrington at Created Equal. Who does they do an unbelievable job, man. Created Equals like nobody that I know, showing their abortion pictures and all that kind of stuff. Mark made a video. Jared, that's under stuff. I'm sorry, I'm kind of rattling here today. Go to Created Equal. Jared, that video. Mark made a video because they told us that, please understand, I'm showing you the kings of this earth conspiring against the Lord and his anointing. I'm trying to show you that government cannot be trusted. That I don't care who somebody is just because they put on a white lab collar coat and tell me, I don't believe it. I believe there's an agenda behind the scenes. I can't go get a haircut, but you can have an abortion. You can't go to the dentist, but you can have an abortion. Wake up, folks. There's something very, very demonic and very, very, very diabolical that's going on here. So Mark Harrington and his group, that's why I love these guys. They started calling the abortion clinics around Ohio because I'll show you the order here in a minute. Well, Jared, let's do that. No, that's not it. Jared, click on abortionists, ignore it. Click on that, Jared, real quick. Abortionists, ignore it.
That other one, I'll eat it.
Okay, coming up for you to see is our governor's order. No, I'm sorry. Our Attorney General's order. AG, Attorney General David Yost, cease and desist orders ignored by preterm abortion provider. So this is a note put about Cleveland Right to Life that the Attorney General ordered Planned Parenthood and its affiliates stop killing babies, cease and desist, and they ignored it. They ignored it. And the governor was asked about it yesterday. Our governor, stay with me. Our governor was asked about it yesterday. Pro-life Mike DeWine, who was best friends with John McCain when he used to be Senator DeWine. He was part of the Keating Six. Mike DeWine, but career politician, the deepest of deep state guys, is now our governor. He was one of the first guys to begin to start putting all these orders out. They asked him about it yesterday at his press conference, why Planned Parenthood was still open. And he gave the most unbelievable double talk that you could ever get as to it. Planned Parenthood is still killing babies. You say, how? Come on, Coach. No, they're not. Well, Jared, play Created Equal's video here. Now, Mark Harrington's group, Created Equal, did a little bit of an undercover investigation by calling different abortion clinics after the Attorney General's order to close have been issued. Hey, Jared, before you play that, just tell Mark Sutherland, if it's okay, we'll get him straightened out and we'll have him on Thursday, okay? See if we can do that rather than us all being distracted about what's coming or not. Unless he wants to still try to get in. Okay, Jared, go ahead and play this. Folks, this is 3 minutes, 13 seconds. Created equal, Mark Harrington's group. They got on the phone and they started calling abortion clinics after they had been ordered closed. Stop a minute. The kings of this earth are conspiring. See, folks, there's one set of rules for one group of people and another set of rules for another group of people. I can't go get my hair cut, but you can get an abortion. Can't go to my dentist, but you can get an abortion. Go ahead and play this, Jim. The church is still in business in the open for business throughout the county, performing elective surgeries and inviting the spread of the disease. If churches, schools, and businesses must all choose to prevent the spread of the disease, that's
great. Hi, thanks for
calling. Why are abortion centers still open for business?
Calling Planned Parenthood. My name is Tommy. How can we help today?
Hi, Tommy. Where are you from today? Are you in New York?
Well, I'm from Brigham City, but my office, we're in Salt Lake today.
Oh, okay. I just got a question. Are you guys open for businesses across the country, or is it state-by-state breakdown? What's the situation there?
Right now, we are operating business as normal.
Okay, so it's business as usual. Business as normal.
Definitely.
Okay. So what about the abortion facilities? Are they able to still do them or no?
All of our clinics, again, they're basically just operating business as usual.
Northeast Ohio Women's Center is open for service. The order from the Ohio governor limiting elective surgery does not apply to our facility.
Thank you for holding. How may I help you?
Yeah, this is the Houston Women's Clinic, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Are you still open for abortions?
Yes, it is. Yes, we are.
Okay. I just thought with the virus closing everything down that maybe...
No, we're open. I'm Alicia speaking. How can I help you?
This is the Atlanta Women's Center?
Yes.
Are you guys still doing abortions?
Yes, we are. Jackson Women's Health, may I help you?
Yes. Are you guys still open for abortions?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I can make an appointment even though the virus is closing everything down.
Yeah, we're not closing.
Governor Mike DeWine ordered the abortion facilities to close. And Attorney General Dave Yost announced that he would take all appropriate measures to enforce it. Go ahead. Health Director gave the order. And even after the order to cease and desist, the Ohio abortion...
calling Planned Parenthood. This is Dawn. Would you like to schedule an appointment?
Yes, you're still scheduling abortions now?
Yes, we are.
Okay, because I heard there was a governor's order to stop that, to close down everything.
Well, as of today, we're still scheduling.
Thank you for calling Preterm. This is Ellie speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, are you guys all still doing abortions now?
We are providing abortion services.
You're doing abortions there now, aren't you?
Correct. So those would be people that we've already seen for their first appointments.
Okay. So there's nothing that says you can't, like I heard there was a governor's order that said you can't do this?
So that's not information that we have at this time. So right now we are scheduling as normal.
There you have it, folks. There you have it. So I did a little bit of dig and I said, what's going on here, man? Something's not right. Something's not right. What's going on here? So I did a little Google search on our health czar here in the state of Ohio. A girl named Amy Acton. Jared, click on who is Amy Acton. No, Jared. Click on Expedia. Click on Expedia. So I looked up Amy Acton, who's the director. She's the one they put before the cameras here in the state of Ohio to tell us all what the health department's doing, and we're going to close this down, and we're going to close this down, we're going to... So here it is. I thought this is kind of something not right here. I thought talking about deep state, the kings of this earth conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. You can't get your teeth cleaned, but you can get an abortion, even though they said the attorney general said close it down. So I thought, well, who's Amy Acton? So I said, well, she was born Amy Lee Stearns. This is Wikipedia, by the way. And she's the director of the Ohio Department of Health. She became known for her role in meeting Ohio's response to the... This is really new. She became known. Okay, so let's go down her early action, life education, sells us the good stuff. And then all of a sudden, something jumped out at me. Whoa, stop right there, Jared. In 2008, while known as Amy Beach, Acton served as a volunteer for the Barack Obama primary campaign. What? Governor Mike DeWine? Conservative pro-life Governor Mike DeWine hired Amy Acton? What? Jared, this is in February 2019. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine made her his final cabinet pick as Director of Department of Health. The search process was lengthy as DeWine had determined to have the right person in charge of this crisis. So I thought, wow, what's going on here? And then I clicked on something. One of the links, Bexley, Jared, go up the top. Jared, right there, Jared. In 2008, while known as Amy Beach, acted served as a volunteer for Barack Obama primary campaign. Yes, Bexley, yes, we can. While also working as a part-time physician. Jared, click on that footnote 4. There's a little footnote. What is that thing? Well, I said, well, it goes to number 4. Well, click on that. Inside Obama's surging net roots. Yeah, number 4. What is that? Well, there she is. Our health director, there she is. What did she do, Jared? Scroll down a little bit. What did she do? Why, a 37 years old web designer and political activist spent the weekend pounding the pavement in his hometown neighborhood to promote Barack Obama. What? And so, Amy, scroll on down. What did our health czar do, Jared? Champion is just one cog in a massive grassroots get out the vote effort undertaken by the Obama campaign. Get out the vote effort. Scroll down, Jared. Does Amy Acton show up here again? Huh? Whoa. I'm on the website part of strategy that Obama announced at the online video. He asked his audience more a year later. More prominent sites and local than MrObamaCock.com. Well, trust me, folks, it's going to go on and show how Amy Acton, our current director, there it is, Ohio's never mattered in the primaries, and we never expected it to drag out this far, said Amy Beach, who now is our director of health. There really was no infrastructure. Now it's all over the place, and within 3 weeks, we have this million-person door-knocking campaign that Amy Acton, Obama, Michael DeWine, the conservative pro-life Michael DeWine hires this woman to be our director of health. And she's not closing the abortion clinics. What's going on there, folks?
She shut down our election.
She shut down our election. I can't get a haircut. I can't get my teeth cleaned. The Attorney General steps to the plate and orders the abortion clinic closed because, after all, it is a choice, right? Women are pro-choice. So it's an elective surgery, and the Attorney General steps in and closes it down, and this lady doesn't enforce it. Now, of course, she doesn't have the authority to enforce it. The governor does. Pro-life governor does. See, the kings of this world, kings of the world earth, are conspiring against the Lord and against his anointed. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. Folks, there's something really, really deep and dark that's going on. I don't know what's going on in your state. They're closing down. Folks, they're closing. I can't, in my most wildest dreams, imagine how they either know something about this virus that is going to kill everybody or something else is going on. Okay, I'm shut. I went on too long. I went on 25 minutes. Somebody jump in here a minute. Tell me what you think's going on.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Makes me ashamed to be a Texan. Her along with Governor Nebuchadnezzar.
What's going on, friend? Let's sit back. Come on. Hey, the dark side is in operation, and the light side, us, we're not even allowed to symbol in our churches, and the left is totally and completely deeply connected, deeply rooted, closing down things all across America, but not abortion clinics. And what? How are the good people fighting back, folks? Because right now, this appears to me to be a one-sided fight. Somebody help me out here.
Yeah, Coach, can you hear me?
I can't hardly hear you. Turn your mic on or something.
That better?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, for years, literally, you haven't been bashing the satanic social clubs, but you have been bringing to light things that they're doing and teachings that they're making that are wrong and lies. And now that the satanic social clubs can't be open to prepare to propagate their lives, you're all upset about it. There's got to be a balance even to the things that we believe and say. Like a hurricane. Governors of South Carolina are used to this. Ohio's not, because you don't get hurricanes. But when a hurricane is off the coast and headed our direction, everybody who lives here knows that a hurricane could stay on a track. The weather service is getting better about saying which way they might go, but it's still not an exact science. That governor at some point has to make a decision. Now, I am not defending Governor DeWine. I'm not doing that. I'm simply saying we need to practice balance like we preach.
I'm trying to figure out the point.
My point is that you've been ranting and raving about situations that happen, and bring it forth and let us know about it. We do know about it. But just like some people are saying, oh, you're a fear monger. When I say my wife and I have gone into a voluntary quarantine because we don't want her to catch the virus because she's diabetic and over 70. But boy, I'm a fear monger because I tell people that. But see, what you're doing is exactly the same thing as people are blaming me for, just from the other side of the aisle. Let's get a balance in what we're presenting.
Well, that's hey, Rand, Larry, if I can chime in as a church, I'm totally fine because I have some elderly people in our church that have compromised immunes. And I strongly encourage them. I said, look, just stay home. You know I'm going to call you anyway. We'll talk. We'll chat. We'll read our Bible. We can pray. But for the pastors, you know, for the pastors who can open up the doors to edify the body, to not kowtow to some of this, I think that's kind of where that angle comes from. I believe
I understand where Coach is coming from.
For years,
Coach Dave has been saying these pastors aren't being the pastors they're supposed to be. Pastors aren't even supposed to be pastors, he's been saying and everything. But now there's an opportunity. We have an opportunity where those satanic social clubs are not open. They are not preaching their lies. And now we're upset about it.
I don't even know what you're talking about, Larry.
Coach hit the nail right on the head when he says people don't believe the devil exists. The problem is they're going to come after the home churches and say, don't congregate if you got more than 10 people.
Amen.
And as long as we ignore the devil and don't resist the devil, he's going to come and take all we've got. That's the problem.
I understand, Robert. I understand that the true body of Christ should not allow this coronavirus to keep them from being obedient to the Holy Spirit. But we should not be out there griping because some government official, be he good or bad, has said that these churches can't be open. Hey, I think it's a great thing that these churches can't be open because they're not churches. They're satanic social clubs led by leaders who are guided by Satan, not by God.
Larry, I don't think it's a good idea that the government can tell them to close.
Okay.
That's my point.
Okay, I probably agree with you that the government should not be in the decision-making on that point. But the point is, those satanic social clubs that we've been complaining about spreading lies, they are now closed, and we're not happy about it. I'm happy about it.
Well, my church ain't a satanic sorcerer club, and we still ain't closed.
I did not say yours was. I did not say yours was.
I know
mine is. Don't justify the means.
Ours ain't closed, and we ain't closing, period.
My point is this. My point is this. There is no organized resistance against the forces of darkness.
Amen, Coach.
I never said a thing about satanic social clubs. There is no organized resistance against the forces of darkness. They're telling us when we can leave our homes. They're telling us how many people we can gather with. Folks, this is clearly outside the authority of the government to be able to do that. Now, at some point...
This is the extreme of Romans 13. This is where we end up with the false teaching of Romans 13.
That's right. And I understand, in my opinion, there is a difference. I don't know. Is there a difference? Is there a difference between a hurricane that I can see that's coming and it's going to be in and gone in 24, 36 hours? Is there a difference between that and this thing that we still don't really have good information? I don't even want to talk about that because that isn't even my point. My point is the kings of this earth are conspiring against the Lord and his anointed, and there is no organized opposition to it. The Lord is exposing us, showing us how powerless our team, our side has become. All power has been given unto him, both in heaven and earth. And he told us to go ye therefore, and we are powerless. We sit around and we wait for our governor to tell us what we can and can't do, in clear violation of his right to be able to do that. Now, take the virus out of the picture. Let's say we're not even talking about a virus. At what point does the church say, no, we are not obeying that order? No, we're not going to do that. Take the virus out of the picture. Take the virus. Make it for us. What if all of a sudden the government says, hey, you know what? We've been noticing some of you out there by Buckeye Lake, out there in Buckeye Lake. You guys are too Republican, you know? We just think there's too much Republicanism. There's too much liberty going on out there at Buckeye Lake. And we're no more liberty at Buckeye Lake. That's where this heads. It is conditioning, programming. It's not about the virus, although it is about the virus. But we all know this, that the destruction of the economy because of the virus is going to be probably worse than the virus itself. I don't know that. None of us know that because we haven't seen the impact of it. But I can tell you this, we are every day yielding freedom for security. And Benjamin Franklin told us that if we give up security, if we give up freedom for security, we're going to lose both. That's the point that I'm making. It's not about the satanic social clubs. It's not about these fake pastors. It's not about any of that stuff. I'm asking, where is the organized resistance against these forces of darkness? That's my point. Somebody come on in.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah. Amen, Coach. Amen.
This is Gary. I just wanted to say, you know, I've had a lot of mixed feelings about how we the people have been responding to these events over the last couple of weeks. On the one hand, I'm glad to see that people haven't run riot in the streets because March Madness and these other sporting events have been canceled. That's kind of a relief that people haven't been going crazy over that. On the flip side, I am bothered by the fact that people have not been taking to the streets and pushing back with force because of sporting events and other things like that being canceled.
I hear you, Gary. I don't care. I'm not going to take it to the streets over the NBA being canceled. My question is anybody having any resistance to this? Folks, please understand this. What's going on that these billion-dollar organizations shut down without any resistance? They just shut down without any resistance at all. They shut down. What's going on? Something bigger is going on than what we understand. What's going on? And why? I'm trying to connect the demonic. Why are they so hell-bent on keeping abortion clinics open? Why is Nancy Pelosi so hell-bent on funding Planned Parenthood in this relief bill. What is going on? There's some deep, dark connection to blood and death. There's something going on here, man. I don't know what it is. I haven't figured it out yet.
Well, Coach, let me put another scenario. Like I told you, I think it was yesterday, I had a couple go to the abortion clinic last Thursday. Now, there was no orders. It doesn't matter. But, brother, anywhere else in the world, if you were to go around coughing on somebody purposely, brother, you would have been 2319, as in Monsters Incorporated. Brother, they got coughed on, and the police did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. That is the darkness. That's the resistance, brother. It's right there. You know, the old cliche, go pound salt. You know where that comes from? That comes from Matthew chapter 5. If the salt loses its saltiness, what is it good for? Nothing to but be pounded under the foot of mankind. Brother, that's why I say go pound salt. I'm totally fine with it. We've got Michelle's dad. You know, he's had polio and everything. We keep him quarantined in that and keep him away from it. I'm that's wisdom.
Yes,
but brother, I'm healthy. I'm hey, full Dale. Of God's. Yes.
That's right. You're smart enough to determine whether or not her father ought to come to church. You're smart enough to figure that. You don't need the governor to tell you he can't go. Is that really where we want to go, folks?
And as a pastor, brother, this is my opportunity. So if we want to get a snapshot picture, just look at China. You can't have organized church over there because the government says so. So in America, when they tell us, like I said, without the Corona-19, when they tell us that we can't, then what? The church goes underground. And let me tell you what, it is flourishing in China.
So let me ask you this, folks. Rodney Howard Brown, I happened to watch, did a live video yesterday. He's not closing his church. I want to ask you a question. He said, listen, we're open. Anybody wants to come, we're open. You make the decision on your own. The government's not going to tell us when we can open and when we can close. To me, that makes perfect sense. Now, when they come to arrest Rodney Howard Brown, where is the Christian community going to stand? Are they standing on the side of the government, or are they going to stand with Dr. Rodney Howard Brown? Pardon me?
They better stand with Dr. Brown. They know what's good for them.
But, Vinny, I'm not asking what they better do. I'm asking, what will they do? What will they do? Where will the church stand? Well, the church is going to say, well, we have to obey the government. The government's just looking out for our best interests. Are they really? Do you really believe that still? That the government's looking out for our best interests?
Exactly, Coach. They're not looking out for your best interests. That's what you have to understand. So you better look out for your own best interests and go with God.
Hey, only for the virus. I'm going to tell you what they're going to do, Coach. The majority's going to squat and fist.
Well, well said. That's the point that I'm – folks – Jared, this is elementary. Jared, pull up Psalm 2 again, please. Psalm 2.
Coach, they're going to say he deserved it for defying the order.
He deserved it. He was not Christian. He did not follow the order. He put people at risk. Time out a minute. Have you been exposed to this yet? Do you think you've come across this yet? This coronavirus. I wonder if there's anybody that hadn't been exposed to it yet. And I would agree that maybe it hasn't manifested yet. Maybe it takes 14 days to show up or whatever. But listen. I won't get it in a group of 10, but I might get it in a group of 15. Is that once I get it in a group of 50 now we're going to get it. A group of 10, we won't get it. But you can go shopping at Walmart. Go to Kroger's, they're wide open. You can go do all those things, right? You can do all those things. But you can't gather? Who can't gather? Why? Groups are bigger than 10. Can't. You can kill babies, hell. You can have 10 people in the waiting room kill babies.
The coach.
I'm trying to get us in a mindset where we understand that the heathen are raging and controlling the government. Well, I don't know why we as Americans have a hard time admitting that. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a thing, vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, close your churches. We're going to keep the abortion clinics open, but close your churches. Now, it's so obvious to me. It's so obvious to me. And the Lord, as Dr. Brown said, you know, he closed the NBA. All of the kingdoms are coming down. All of them are coming down. All of them are coming down. And as they're coming down, the body of Christ is not allowed to assemble. Who said that? Where does that authority come from that tells us as the body of Christ, we can't assemble? Can somebody help me with that? Where does that authority come from?
They have no authority, Coach. They have no such authority.
Then why are we...
Coach, I'll tell you right now, if Rodney makes the stand and he goes down, Coach, the American church is really, really, I'm talking about the remnant church, is finished.
No, not the remnant church.
I'm talking about for assembling, Coach. I'm talking about assembling ourselves together. We will be finished on doing that. We'll be persecuted. Listen, the next thing's coming is political tyranny, guys. This corona is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, that's what we're looking at. Political tyranny is coming for the remnant church, Coach.
Because they're conditioning us, Alan. Folks, we are being conditioned. Now, you heard, this is why I'm so frustrated this morning. They're destroying the economy on purpose, folks. And they're destroying the economy on purpose because it impacts everybody. And then out of chaos comes order. Then they can gather everything and restructure it. And who's going to be left holding the bag? We are. Christians are going to be left standing holding the bag because we have been taught to be so compliant with governmental orders. All churches ought to stay open until they say, not only is Planned Parenthood closed, but their funding is cut off. From here on, their funding is cut off. Is that what's happening? No, it's not. Because we don't understand the game. Sometimes I feel like I'm in control of the show. I don't feel like it today. I don't have an answer for you other than it's so obvious. It is so obvious what's going on. And we don't want to admit it is. The government is controlled by the devil, and the government is controlling the people. And we say, thank you, Mr. Government. Yes, sir. We'll stay in. No more than 10? Yes, sir. Now, you want to protect us? Oh, thank you. Are you the same ones that are killing babies? Yes, sir. That'd be us. Are you the same one permitting GMOs to be put in our food? Yes, that would be us. Are you with me? Are you the same one telling us that homosexuality is good for us? Okay, is that the same government that you're talking about, that government? That's the government we're taking advice from and listening? That government? That same one?
Hey, Coach, can I throw something in there?
Please do.
Okay. Now, I understand the quarantine thing, and I understand if you sneeze on me, I'm probably going to have to strangle you. But, you know, you go into Walmart when they're giving flu shots. I don't go into Walmart when they're giving flu shots. I know better. When the school system is giving flu shots on a day that they're giving flu shots, I do not send my daughter to school because I know that there's a residue and she is immune compromised. So I don't send her. I wouldn't send her to church if half the people in church were coughing and sneezing. We got to have some common sense. The problem is exactly what you're talking about, Coach, is we've given over our common sense to a government authority that has our worst interest at heart. And we're going from extreme to extreme to extreme. 10 years ago in Maine, we put the most conservative governor in place that's been there for 50 years. At that time, I said, right now, today, we got to start getting our next governor ready. Nobody did anything. We were just so happy to have a conservative. What we have now is the most liberal governor we've had in probably 70 years, a female, and she's crazy. The extremes are getting more and more extreme, folks. We are going to have to draw a line in the sand someplace. There's a red line here someplace, and we got to find it.
I see all these forces. I see all these forces coming together, and we're not recognizing them coming together. Against who? Let's see. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against who? Against the Lord and against his anointed. Where would the anointed be? Where would you find the anointed? I think you would probably find them in the midst of Christianity somewhere, wouldn't you? Huh? Walmart, you can go into Walmart. Go to your Walmart today. There'll be 500 people in there.
Hey, Coach.
Everybody, hang on a second. Everybody will have grabbed hold of the back, or what do they call it? Those little carts. Everybody will grab the carts. They will have touched the doorknob. They will have touched they would have put their hands, everything. There have been 500 of them come in there. Maybe 1,000 have come in there, and they've touched everything, and they've coughed everywhere, and they've touched everything in there. Yet people are allowed to come in there. You can't go to church. Can't be around church. Come on, man. Come on, folks. Come on in there, brother.
Common sense. They're worried about us, what, doing touching things, right?
Yeah.
Every person in Walmart has to touch the screen.
That's what I said. The door.
So the screen, the glass screen. How many people centrally come together and touch that glass screen, and how often does it get cleaned? Think about it. Glass, that's like, again, that's sand. You're touching sand, and this goes back to geomancy. And it's a central point that we use to interface with the world. It's our gateway is through glass, right on our phones, right on the internet. All right, so churches don't have touch screens. I mean, many don't. So they're not going to get a germ in there at the barber shop where they're clean all the time. What if they want to centralize us to places where we're going to get it?
That's a different idea, huh? What if they're driving us to Walmart, huh?
Common sense. You said it yesterday. We can't go to any of these other places. Well, what's different about them? What's different about them?
Well, think of all those places, the food, the salt, the frozen food aisles where you opened up all those doors.
I'm telling you. Listen, let Dustin come in a sec. We cut him off. Come on in, Dustin. I'm sorry.
We're really in trouble because the virus is actually in the toilet paper.
Dustin, did
Coach,
you
just one thing I was going to throw in here right quick is if we stand up and be defiant, we are marking ourselves. And I am not afraid to mark myself. And I am going to stand up. In fact, I'm going to be making a video today that is going to scream and call out all the hypocrisy that's going on. Because at any time, you can go to a Walmart, Neosho, Springfield, Joplin, anywhere here in Southwest Missouri, there'll be 500 to 1,000 people there at any time. Yet we cannot have more than 10 people in a restaurant. We cannot have more than 10 people in a church. There are 3 people that have died so far in the entire state of Missouri from the COVID-19. We lost 4 babies yesterday at the defunct murder mill in St. Louis that the governor still has not closed down up there. So this is all, I'm sorry, BS. It's BS. It's hypocrisy at its ultimate. I'm not afraid to call it out.
I believe the virus is real. I believe the threat is real, just like a hurricane. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. But some people in a hurricane choose not to leave. They choose not to leave. Now, Jared, pull up governor's order real quick. Pull up the governor. I want you guys to see. Remember that I've been harping for the longest time that we have a legal system, but we don't have a justice system. All right? Let me show you some hypocrisy here, some confusion here on this website that Jared's going to pull up here. It is the governor's coronavirus website. All right. This is the stay-at-home order. It's an order. It's an order with no teeth. Okay, Jared, scroll down a minute. I want you guys to see something. It tells when the order was made and what it means. And then it has questions and answers at the bottom. Okay, Jared, let's just look at some of these folks. A stay-at-home order, right? Stay at home. It's like my buddy Norm says. There's an order that you can't go, but you can. You're okay. You can go, and you can do this. Okay, is this mandatory? Just look at this, Jared. Is this mandatory or just guidance? Click on it, Jared. The order is mandatory to help prevent the further spread of this and protect our neighborhood. Okay, cool. If I work in an essential service, how will the police know if I'm allowed to be outside? Click on that, Jared. They're not going to stop residents who are on their way to or from work or who are out for necessary, like on the farms or getting groceries. They're not going to stop you. People gathering in any size group may be asked to physically distance themselves, but wait a minute, I thought it was mandatory that we couldn't go outside. Will the grocery stores be open, Jared? Sure. Gas stations will farm. Oh, yeah, all those, they'll be open, huh? What if I still have to go to work, Jared? What happens? There's a mandatory order, stay at home. Well, unless your work's essential function, healthcare, grocery store clerk, first, you have to go out, you can go on out. Well, what if I think my business should be closed, but I'm still being able to operate? Can I do that? Click on that one, Jared. Click on the next one. Essential businesses will remain open during the stay at home in order to provide services that are vital to the lives of Ohioans. Those include, but not limited, pharmacies, certain government offices, restaurants, providing takeout meals. Will roads in Ohio be closed, Jared? Are roads going to be closed? No, they're not going to be closed. Can I take a flight out of the state, Jared? Am I allowed to do that? Planes and other forms of, essentially, you can do that. Well, what if my home's not in a safe environment? Then maybe you ought to find another safe place to go. Although you're not allowed to go other places, maybe you ought to. Can I visit family and friends? Can I visit family and friends in a stay-at-home order? For your safety as well as the safety of those in your community, you probably shouldn't. However, you can travel for the elderly and minors and dependents. Folks, have you ever seen a bigger bunch of bunk than this? In other words, it is an order to condition us, I believe, with no enforcement to it and no teeth in it. It's conditioning.
I believe it's different levels. They're doing this soft level of takeover, and then they're going to ramp it up here in a few weeks. If they come out, if they brought the military roaming down the streets right now, we'd all revolt because they know a bunch of us got to have guns, and we'd all revolt. But they do this softly. And it's that frog in the water mentality.
Does the stay-at-home order mean I can't take my kids to the park? You mean I have to really stay at home? Click on that, Jared. Do I have to really stay at home? Do I really have to stay? Oh, well, families will still be able to. You'll still be able to go outside and go to parks and outdoor spaces remain open. You can take a walk. You can run. You ride your bike. But you got to practice social distancing, stay 6 feet away. So what's the difference between the stay-at-home order and social distancing? Can you help me with that one? What's the difference there, Governor Amy Acton? Click on the next one. What's the difference? Well, social distancing is an important first step. Yeah. The stay-at-home order requires people to remain in their houses unless they got to do some of these other things that we just talked about. Can I go work out? Can I leave home to exercise? Of course. Sure you can. Folks, who's the author of confusion? Jared, can I go out to do laundry? Can I go out and do laundry? Yeah, laundromats, dry cleaners. Yeah, they're all open, sure. Nobody's touched anything there. Nobody's coughed on anything there. No, they're perfectly clean. Go knock yourself out at the laundromat. I'm not making light of it. Do you understand? Do you understand this?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
We are assembling Thursday night and Sunday night, no matter what. Pastor Bill's already said it. It doesn't matter if we go out in cuffs, we'll get bailed out, we're going to assemble again. I'm going to open my car lot today.
What about the people saying that you're just contributing to the spread of the disease then? Maybe you should this, Jeff. Here's what
I would use the Walmart thing with them right away.
No, here's what you do. Here's the answer, Jeff. Have your church service in aisle 13 at Walmart. Just do that. Say, we'll meet you all at 7 o'clock at aisle 13 of Walmart, and we'll do church there. Because evidently you're allowed to do that. Evidently you're
allowed to do that. That's a good idea, too. Can't you see Pastor Bill preaching in aisle 13? He would do it. I'll run that by
him. At the beginning of this, I saw that one of those guys said 12 weeks. Are you hearing me? 12 weeks of this baloney because it isn't about the virus.
Yeah, Coach.
It is, but it isn't.
It's about control, Coach.
Why can't
this is a new precedent.
At the same time.
You got to follow the Daniel model. We have to continue as we are. It's not about forming a rebellion. It's continuing as we are supposed to have done.
That's right.
This is about training sheep, Coach. You can't train the sheep to go through the gate every time the same way for 2 weeks. It takes about 10 weeks. This is about creating a new order. But this is my point, Coach. Listen, why Jesus says this in Matthew 12:25. If Satan casts out Satan, his kingdom is divided. Here's the point, Coach. If the churches are apostate, is Satan taking them down or is God taking them down? Let's look at this picture, Coach. I see what Larry's saying here. Look at the logic. Satan doesn't cast out Satan. If the churches are to go away, it's because God is saying, I am done with the apostate church. I'm forming a new people underground if we have to be.
Amen.
Jesus said, I came with a sword to divide. What is he talking about? Is he divided? No, God is not divided, Coach. We have to see this picture. I see what Larry's saying. I understand where he's coming from.
Hey Coach.
Yes.
Real quick, I'll say two words. Strong delusion.
Mm-hmm.
Strong delusion. Isn't this the dividing?
Well, it has to be a delusion because we can't figure out what's real and what's not real. That's the delusion, isn't it?
Coach, I've never had so much blowback on this stupid Facebook in my whole 10 years I've been on it till right now. And all these rascals that claim they're Christians, they want to slice. Listen, if they come over and punch me in the grill, they would do it.
Hey, amen. Coach, you know what's ironic here is that people are lining up to Walmart and all the grocery stores to be physically fed, but no one's lining up at the churches to be spiritually fed. So it's the pastor, yeah, but the pastor has created twice the child of the devil that he is in his churches. And so it's the apostate people that are just willing to roll over because they're spiritually dead.
There's no leadership, which is the point that I'm trying to make. It's the same point Larry's trying to make. But fellas, the reality is those of us who are in positions of call ourselves whatever we want to, what are we waiting on? What should be our reaction? Because here's the truth. This is going to get worse and worse and worse. And when guys like me begin to stand up, I'm the guy they're coming after. You know that, don't you? I'll be the guy coming after. You'll be the guy that they're going to come after. You resistor. And they're going to come after you, Mr. Resistor, with the approval of the local Christians. Can't we see what's happening here?
Hey, Coach, isn't that Matthew 23 that talks about that? Where we'll be hauled into the churches to be flogged?
Yeah. The Bible says that they will kill us and think they do a good thing. So it says. Hey, listen, I'm not doom and gloom. I'm trying to paint a picture for us here. I'm not here to make enemies. I'm not here to step on anybody's theory. Not any of that kind of stuff. I'm trying to say, open our eyes and understand that the kings of this earth are conspiring. That what we see going on all around us is a result of Psalm 2. They are organized with their darkness, and we're not organized in our lightness. We're not organized. Otherwise, we would be pushing back more. We would be more rational. We wouldn't be so fear-driven, so fear-focused, so fear-controlled. Turn on the news. It's fear, 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 fear. This many dead, this many dead, this many. How many healed? Do you have any statistics on how many have been healed? Oh, come on, man. Open our eyes. We are.
Amen.
Hey. Something's happening here. It ain't exactly clear.
Coach, I would hate to see this country invaded. Or have we
don't know how to win.
Oh, bro, that's
we don't know how to win. We've been on defense for so long. We don't know how to win.
Yeah, that's a whole nother one. Opening us up for invasion.
Coach, you know that Congress is talking about a digital dollar now in this stimulus package. You know that, right?
Yes, sir. So let's understand who's in control. Everybody says the Lord's in control. Well, the Lord's in control of the whole thing. I agree with that. But right now, the devil's running loose, and there's no resistance. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.